This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for May 19th. I'm Paul Plack. FBI Deputy Director John Pistole is President Obama's third nominee to lead the TSA. The last two nominees withdrew over questions about their past, and the TSA has been headless for 16 months. An analyst says a strengthening U.S. dollar will mean a stronger domestic U.S. market for sales of new general aviation aircraft. Japan had to scrub Monday's launch of its Venus Climate Orbiter and the Solar Sail Demonstrator Project Icarus due to poor weather at the launch site. No date has been announced for the next attempt. Virgin Galactic has named former NASA Chief of Staff George T. Whitesides as its first CEO. An Arizona man has won a Cessna Skycatcher LSA in the Sporty's Pilot Shop Sweepstakes. Sporty's gave the plane away only 10 days after receiving it from Cessna. Purdue University's College of Technology has announced an online master's degree with an aviation concentration beginning this fall. The program is designed for aviation professionals looking to move into leadership positions. Four Children's Hospital supporters have been invited to ride along with the Patriots jet team during flyovers of the 2010 Color the Skies Balloon Festival in California Labor Day weekend. Winter Haven Airport in Florida is looking for a new airport director. But if you're not a politics enthusiast, read the story before you rush to apply. And the 2010 Oklahoma Aerospace Summit and Expo is holding two networking sessions it compares to speed dating for companies. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll talk with adventurer Norman Surplus, whose attempt to circumnavigate the globe in a gyroplane has been delayed by a ditching in a shallow pond in Thailand. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.